Troy Studemeier joins us now. Troy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Troy, since you left college, you know, you beat in the CFL, your first ever touchdown, I think, was a 65-yard punt return as a member of the Bombers. Then you went back to the NFL. Now you're back in the CFL. Do you consider yourself more of a returner, or do you think you're more of a receiver who can return?
Well, as of my career has went on, I'm probably more of a returner in a lot of people's eyes. But in my eyes, I'm more of a receiver. So, I mean, everyone has saw me play a lot of returner, so I'm probably pretty sure I'm more of a returner.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know what? As a career evolves in every sport, the player all still believes, hey, this is what I think I'm best at. But sometimes you get a reputation of being really good at something, or that's what you do. And then some teams don't even give you the opportunity to show that you can catch balls or run routes.
Right. Ever since I've been playing football, I've pretty much been on every side of the ball in all three phases of the game. So it really haven't been a problem for me. So every team I go to, I'm just prepared to be able to play offense, defense, or special teams, either one. I'm going to be pretty good at it. So.
And in high school, you were a running back, were you not?
I was a quarterback in high school, actually. I just had a lot of rushing yards.
Oh, okay. Okay, so quarterback in high school. Then you switched to receiver in college?
Yes, I went to receiver in college. And when I was a junior, I went back to defense.
Really? Where'd you play defense?
I was at corner at the University of Minnesota.
Okay.
I started out as a receiver, and I went to defense towards my senior year.
Which one did you like better?
It's tough, man. I made plays on both, but I actually like playing receiver better, obviously, because you can get the ball, and you can make big plays for the offense and for the team.
Now, you were just released recently by the Vikings. I want to get your thoughts, having been a guy, obviously, you know, you were with Cincinnati back in 2013, so you've been around the league, you know, in and out for a while. But being able to see Adrian Peterson up close and personal and watch him every day, as a football guy, was there anything that surprised you about him?
No, man. Just seeing Adrian Peterson in person was great. Being a teammate was awesome. Seeing his work ethic every day, he's a true Hall of Famer when the day comes. But just being around that guy, I feel like it just makes everyone better that's around him, and because he's a great player and he's a great person.
Now, when the Eskimos reached out to you, you know, they put you on the practice roster to start. What was the conversation like? Are you expecting to get on the roster right away? How's it going to work?
I'm just going to leave that up to my agent and the Eskimos, and whenever the time comes, I'll be ready to go.
Now, in practice, because there's not a lot. Well, there's definitely no hitting. There's no tackling. As a punt returner, how do you feel you can show the coach in practice that you should get an opportunity in the game when that you really don't have an opportunity to showcase a real punt returner skills other than, I guess, your speed?
Well, I don't think I have to come in here and showcase punt return skills at practice.
Okay.
They've been watching me. They know my career. I have a lot of yards behind my name and a lot of film. So I'm pretty sure the coaches in the gym and everyone already know I can do the punt returning job and do it pretty good. So I don't think we'll have a problem there.
What makes you a good punt returner?
It's just the instinct, honestly, man. Ever since I've been playing football since I was six, I've been doing returns. So it's just been instinct, just getting away from guys and trusting my teammates and the guys that's blocking out there, and we all execute at the same time.
At the pro level, obviously you want your return guy to be fearless. When there's a hole, he's got to hit it, and sometimes he's going to get rocked. And, of course, you want to have speed so you can outrun guys. But how much of it now goes into, you know, set returns where you know exactly when they're coming down a certain gap where your guy's supposed to be? How much is there more to it than maybe meets the eye from those who just sit in the stands or up in the press box?
Well, When I'm back there getting ready to return a ball, the opposing team that's running down, they have no clue where we're going to go. So as being a punt returner, all the guys that's running down want to tackle the ball. So wherever I go, they're going to go. So I'll probably set them one way and go the opposite. And once I do that, I'll start to find my seams and the holes I need to hit to go score a touchdown.
Does there need to be continuity between you and your blockers? Like, do you have to kind of get to know blockers maybe in what angles they're good at, or they need to know that, you know what, hey, Troy can go sideways as quick as he can go straight ahead, maybe better than others, and that changes your blocking style? Like, do you notice that there has to be a lot of continuity, or is there a lot more just of ad-libbing in the return game?
It's pretty much all just the trust level. We all have a job to do. This is professional sports. With that being said, we want you to do your job. You have one guy to go block, and that's your only job for this one play. And I have a job for the play, and my job is to find the crease and hit it, and other guys have a job also. So with that being said, I just trust my teammates, trust the coaching, and that's how you become a great punt returner.
You have to be fearless, basically, because you mentioned you hit the crease, and then you just go. And there's 12 other guys in the other team, well, 11, I guess, because the kicker's usually not down there, that are there, and a lot of them want to knock your block off. And, you know, there's some big guys, linebackers, defensive linemen. And so when you hit that hole, like, you see it, but it can close so fast. Troy, like, how do you get that mindset to say, I know I'm going to hit it, and in a lot of cases, you know, I could be getting hit just as hard as I'm hitting that hole?
Right. You just got to trust yourself. You got to trust your speed. And also you got to trust your teammates. So when I'm out there and I see a crease and I hit it, I'm running so fast that I feel like myself that these guys can't touch me. So I'm just going to keep going, even no matter how big or how fast they are. I feel like I can beat them. If I feel like I can beat them, I'm just going to hit it fearless, and we'll see what happens. But from the eye, from the stands, you don't see it that way. You just see, oh, my gosh, the big guy is coming, and he's running right towards him. He's going to get hit hard. Sometimes it happens and sometimes it don't. So I don't know. It's just 50-50.
Troy Studemeier joins us, just signed by the Edmonton Eskimos after a stint with the Vikings. Also played in the CFL previously with the Riders and the Blue Bombers. Troy, can you prepare yourself? Because hits on special teams as a returner can be, I think, much more impactful than in normal plays, unless you're a receiver cutting across the middle sometimes. And even then, there's only a limited amount of guys that could knock your block off there. How do you prepare yourself to get used to taking those collisions? Because at some point in the season as a return guy, you're going to get popped.
Well, the most of the times when a guy get hit really hard and knock his block off is when he's slowing down or nervous or scared to hit a seam.
Okay.
I'm running full speed, so the guys that's coming down, they have to break down and they have to use great technique to tackle me. If they don't, then I'm going to run right past them. So I'm not going to give them a chance to take a great shot at me, with that being said. That makes sense.
That makes sense. When was the hardest you ever got hit on special teams?
I'm not sure. I think in college, playing in Minnesota Gophers, I got hit pretty hard in the Iowa game.
In the Iowa game?
That was one of the hardest hits I took.
Now, was it one of those where you see stars?
No, it wasn't. It was just a big hit. You know, he hit me. I got up. I was like, great hit, you know, and ran back to the sideline.
Okay. Now, for somebody you mentioned, hey, I don't think I have to showcase what I do in practice. The Eskimos return game, I know you're in Minnesota, so maybe you haven't been following a ton. They haven't had, great returns. Doe, the guy they have right now, he doesn't fumble the ball. And that's what Jason Moss has talked about a lot, is I want to have a guy who, without a doubt, I don't care if he doesn't break big ones, I just don't want him to turn the ball over. And on return game, guys come at you from such different angles. Being a quarterback who ran the ball, I think it was maybe easier to protect it because you kind of can anticipate the hits, whereas in special teams, maybe it's a little bit more unpredictable. So how do you become a good returner who holds on to the ball, whereas it's maybe different angles compared to a running quarterback?
It all comes down to ball security at the end of the day. We all, no matter if you're a quarterback, running back, fullback, receiver, no matter who you are, you could be on defense. We, at the beginning of the year, no matter what team you're on, you always go over the ball points, the pressure points, where you need to have the ball when you're carrying it. Because whenever you're carrying the ball, you're the most important person in the organization. So we don't want you turning the ball over. So being a great punt returner and having great ball security is just all cause of holding the ball high and tight, where you have no space in the back where a guy can come and punch it out or come over and strip it out. You just got to hold it tight above your elbow.
Well, Troy, we really appreciate your time today. Best of luck, and hopefully you get on the field soon for the Eskimos.
All right. Thanks for having me.